You know what happened to me? We went to, me and Mandy, who you met, and our friend Melissa, went to Troll 2, which is apparently the best, worst movie of all time. It's crazy.
Oh, no, they're eating her! Ah!
Yes, exactly that. Oh, my God. Exactly, that clip. Yeah. We went to see that movie, and while we're waiting in line, someone comes up to me and says, "What's your name?" I said, Ryan. He's like, "Gobo?" I said, "Yes." It's some dude that follows me on Twitter recognized me in line and then said hi to me. Yeah. It was the most surreal shit that's ever happened to me in my life. I was like, "Did you recognize me from me deep throwing the bottle or holding up the glass of beer? Which one was it?" He's like, "I don't know. I just recognized you." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Hi." He ended up being a cool guy. So we talked for a while, but it was still...
That dude's got some fucking peepers on him. Like, that's a really small picture to be telling anything from.
I don't know. Well, like, he's someone I do talk to and know on Twitter. Like, I've actually conversed with. He's not just some random follower, but I've never met him in real life. He lives here, but I've never met him or anything. And it's just suddenly like, "Hey, Gobo." I'm like, "What? That's not my real name." But, yeah. I got recognized from the internet.
There
it's like
go.
The lowest level of celebrity I can get, but I'll take it.
I don't know if that's... I think the lowest level of celebrity you can get is being known as, like, a regular at some place. That's definitely... Like, when you walk into, like, a bar or a restaurant and they're like, "Hey, it's Ryan." Like,
I've
that's the
that
lowest
too.
Level. You're a little bit above that.
I've had that because I get... Whenever I go to Subway, I get the exact same sandwich every time. So when I worked... Two places I've worked. This has happened twice now. I used to get Subway regularly enough. From the same Subway every day at lunch, that I had the same wait, almost whatever the fuck they're called behind the counter, sandwich barista, I don't know.
The dude behind the counter, yeah.
Both times it was women, but they saw me and says, "Just give me a nod, same thing." I said, "Yeah, same thing." And then they started making the sandwich. I had to converse.
What was the sandwich?
It's it's the melt. It's turkey, ham, and bacon.
Okay.
Which no one seems to order, because every time I order it now, they're like, what's that again? Like, I got one today, just before we started talking. I went and got here it's Quebec, so it's a Subway gratiné. But I got it. I know. I got it, and I'm like, what's that? And I'm like, it's 4 turkey, 4 ham, 4 bacon. I like extra cheese. Just do what you gotta do. And then she over-toasted it, whatever.
Ouch. I thought there was preset. They pressed the button.
I think she pushed the wrong button, because there's more than one button. It's not like... It's not just big green go. There's a couple buttons. I think she pushed, like,
really?
The slightly longer button. I don't know.
Is this the kind of Subway that serves breakfast or no?
Yes, it does also serve breakfast.
Yeah, fuck that. That's why it's got more than one button, because they serve breakfast there.
Even the... It's the same oven everywhere.
I don't know about that.
I miss my Quiznos, though. There was a Quiznos nearby that, and it's closed now.
Yeah, what the hell's happening with Quiznos? I guess
it's closing there, too?
Yeah. All the franchises around by us are kind of either, like, closing down, or they'll close down for a while and reopen, and then kind of close down again. Like, they just kind of, like, they keep opening the same location, but they keep switching owners. I don't know if it's, like, the corporation of Quiznos is, like, just, I don't know, creeping people out with rapist toaster, well, or rape-y toasters. I don't know really how to say that, because I've never really, it's not really rape, because the toaster was asking for it, but... The guy didn't want to have sex with the toaster, but the toaster was pressuring him to... I don't understand. That
was there
that
a news story? What?
You've never seen that commercial?
I've never seen any Quiznos commercials. They don't really advertise here much.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. There is a commercial where they have their toaster, which is their new mascot, which is... I don't know. Like, I guess kind of as creepy as the King from Burger King, but not really, because the King's pretty bad. I think the King is, like, the height of creepiness when it comes to mascots. And, like, Jack in the Box is, like, slightly underneath that. And somewhere between Jack in the Box and the King is the Quiznos toaster. They thought it was a great idea that they would have this toaster and, like, sexy music playing in the background. And they would have the dude behind the counter eating a sandwich, eating their new, like, I don't know, fucking toasty torpedo or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the toaster says something like... "Oh, Scott, you should stick it in me." And Scott goes, "No, I'm not going to do that. Last time it burned." And they kind of just like have like an awkward moment together. And then they keep talking again. And the toaster just keeps like throwing like not even like subtle hints at him, like, just stick your dick in me, just get it over with. Like, as soon as this commercial cuts off, once all the fucking camera crews are out of here, you are just gonna fuck me. Like, I want to be fucked. And it's a really creepy toaster. So they redid the commercial, because Quiznos has the worst fucking commercials, because it started off and they had the dude who does those really creepy, like, the big-eyed, like, rats or whatever they are, and, like, the crabs that sing and shit, and the cats that dance. And
the guy from Wallace and Gromit? Nick Parks?
I didn't know he was from Wallace and Gromit. Possibly. I don't know that he's the guy
from Wallace and Gromit. Was it Wallace and Gromit-y, or is it, like...
No. It's okay, like, definitely, like, bad flash animation of, like...
Oh,
you know,
okay. I have no idea whatever.
You know, really just, like... it. Totally okay on the internet, but really kind of odd on TV, because I don't think the internet and TV crowds are really still not the same. What the hell was I going with there? Okay, so you got the fucking... They had the Quiznos toaster, but before the Quiznos toaster, they had a commercial making fun of Subway, because Subway doesn't have enough meat on their sandwich. And there was one commercial where they had a Asian girl, like two young Asian women. They were talking about the meat in their sandwich, and they were like, "Yeah, that's what girls really need is like a lot of hot meat." And the girl's a really creepy, weird laugh, talking about hot meat. Every single one of their commercials is just, and they put the commercial out there for about a month, then they cut the commercial to shit, and then you just see the commercial, so you know it's creepy, they just don't say the same things as last time, and it's just not the same, and they've really, really interesting ad department at Quiznos. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen a Quiznos ad. This one just closed because it was on a street that you can't get to turning one direction, so you have to go around and do a U-turn. It was just in a terrible location. But it was 5 minutes from my house. And now the closest one is significantly farther than that, so I haven't been to Quiznos in a while.
Yeah.
Sad panda.
I don't know if you're missing much, though. I really haven't been to Quiznos, because, like I said, they started kind of closing down and switching around and doing shit around here. And, like, I don't know, that's what I was saying. Like, we kind of just, like, we're fucking lazy. I mean, Rachel works at Barnes & Noble now. I don't know if I told you that. No. But, yeah, so she works at Barnes & Noble. There's a lot of stories about that I'll save probably for next time. She's kind of like, it's her first like major retail job. Like, she worked at Burger King before, and now she's working at Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. So it's like a big surprise for her. Like, oh my God, people are fucking assholes when they come in the store. I'm like, yeah, no shit. People are generally assholes when they want something, and that's all they care about. Like, that's your only purpose, is to get them what they want. But she's been doing that, and I've been kind of like trying to get a job and trying to not be me, trying to be successful, you know? I don't know. It's like, it's just been like a lot of like not going food shopping, just going like for dinner tonight. She's eating cheese and wine.
I've done that many times.
Yeah, but you're Canadian. You're basically almost French. You can get away with that shit. She can't. She's sitting in the fucking... Like I said, she's sitting in the living room playing Sims 3 and eating wine and cheese.
What kind of cheese? Is it just like a brick of fucking Kraft, or is it some decent cheese?
I don't know. What kind of cheese are you eating? Colby Jack cheese, I think. Like the string cheese, like polio string cheese, but like Colby Jack cheese.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
Hey, Colby Jack cheese. What kind of cheese are you eating? She doesn't remember the cheese that she's eating.
But it's like fucking string cheese?
It is string cheese, yeah. I saw she picked it up. I was surprised she didn't get Velveeta. I was really expecting she was going to get Velveeta.
Okay, yeah, that's sort of sad. That's like me having, which has happened, like Goldfish crackers for supper. But no, you get decent cheese. Come on, Rachel. You can do better than that.
That's the thing. She doesn't like cheese that tastes like real cheese, though. Because that's why she likes... She loves Pizza Hut, and she loves Domino's and Papa John's, because all three of those places makes that like fake weird plasticky cheese, you know. So it's Colby Jack Sargento. Colby Jack. I saw on the it's the one in the fridge. Yeah, it's the one in the fridge. Yeah, I was right. Yes, I guessed the correct cheese.
String cheese and wine for the supper. That's something.
Yeah. Would you have eaten, if they had it, would you eaten the crumbles that they have in the bag? Like the cheese curd type things? I'm not big enough. just like shovel handfuls of the crumbles in your mouth? No, okay. That's not acceptable. So there you go. That's where the line is drawn. If you can't shovel it into your mouth, you have to like pull it and then eat it. So,
see, my line cubes. Is I have to cut it and then put it on some bread, or just, I have to cut it off of a brick of diced cheese and then eat it. not.
Yeah, that would assume we have bread, which we don't. So
I don't even need bread, but like some, I'll go when we go. Like, we've had a monthly sort of wine and cheese thing as Michelle's birthday gift from last year, because an actual wine club or cheese club is too fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So I'll go find wherever the cheese of the month is at the local store, pick that up, and pick some wine up and whatever. So we've been doing that once a month. So every 4 or 5 of the times we've been like, fucking, I want to make supper. We'll just have wine and cheese for supper. But it's a decent cheese, so it's like, it's not fucking string cheese or like 99 slices of American cheese.
No,
98
but
slices of American cheese.
But it's not that she's like woke.
No, she just, I understand she just genuinely likes it. But it's just, it's,
really
it's terrible.
When I for dinner, if I'm going to eat something like cheese, I'll go to like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or something like that, and I'll get their really good cheese or really like their, you know, $10 a pound cheese, and I'll get some of that and I'll sit down and eat it or whatever. Yeah. But anything that tastes like it came from a cow, she generally doesn't like.
As opposed to
anything that's
machine or something.
Yeah, it's gotta be like chemically made, and like mixed in like a beaker, and then kind of made into cheese.
If it doesn't say cheese type product or made with real cheese or something,
approximately
then,
cheese. Yeah, that's usually the more or less cheese.
Yeah. Cheeses. So, cheese-esque.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's what she goes for. That's basically her. Like, and that's cool. I got nothing against it. She can have it all she wants. Just I don't eat that kind of stuff. I had some of it last night. Because that's the thing. This really is throwing stones in a glass house. Because for last night, I don't even know what I'm gonna have for dinner. I haven't had anything yet. But whenever we finish up here, we're gonna go probably like scour the fridge for like old pickles or something in there. last night for dinner, I had like a fucking like yogurt drink and a piece of her cheese and fucking leftover fries that were sitting on the table from Burger King.
There's one food I hate that's left over. It's fries.
Yeah, they were pretty bad. They were pretty bad. But we are, like I said, we have stopped. We don't go to the food store anymore. We just generally don't get fruit, vegetables, or anything that's even remotely healthy anymore. It's pretty much just like whatever we can grab on the run, because we're usually like, for a while there, we were between my parents' house and here, because we were helping out with the whole like grandparents thing.
Yeah.
And now she's working, so it's like, and I need to be working, so in the interim period between me working and me not working, it's like, okay, let's go to Popeyes for lunch and then like just whatever for dinner, you know, or, you know, like Taco Bell or whatever shit we can get in the area. Like basically in our area, we have a 4 restaurant, like, death corner, of Wendy's and Burger King and Arby's and Popeyes, which are the 4 worst places, because she loves all 4 of them. And it's sort of like, what do you want to do for lunch today? I don't know. Okay, we'll just drive down to the corner, and then like obviously we get 4 choices. We can't go that wrong, but we can. But the point is that we go wrong by going to the corner to begin with. So,
you can even go to the diner that's right there. Like,
but that's the thing. It's really odd, because when I was a kid, like the diner was like fast food to us, where we're sort of just like, fuck it, we'll just go to the diner. What's the big deal? But with Rachel, like, for her, the diner is like a sit-down place. So just because it's a sit-down place, you have to wear different clothes. You have to act differently.
What?
Like, you got, it's. Well, I kind of agree, though. I mean, like, now that I've actually seen Texas, I can totally understand that. Like, there are some places where you can go in and just be like, "Oh God, just give me a bucket of whatever you got back there, and just deep fry it, and you know, whatever, you know, with a large Coke, you know." Whereas other restaurants, you go in and you sit down and you have like a family meal and shit like that, whatever. You know, like, I don't believe that the diner is like that. I think it, for us in Jersey, a diner is seriously just like there are truckers and diners all the time. It's just like you fucking go, and basically if you're wearing like anything above sweatpants is acceptable dress code in the diner.
If it's that diner we went to, I think even sweatpants would be okay, really.
No, that's what I'm saying. Sweatpants and above.
Okay.
Sweatpants and, you know, like the, definitely, I mean, I would say, like, pretty much like Carl. As long as you're, like, the sandals with your, like, hairy feet, you know, like, and the sweatpants and, like, the wife beater, that's pretty much acceptable any time of day in a diner.
Especially in Jersey.
Yeah, especially in Jersey. I mean, especially, because, like I said, people, the diner has always been for us like, oh shit, where are we go get something? Like, we just finished working at like you know, wherever, and we're all like greasy and grimy and whatever else. Oh, let's go to the fucking diner just to go get some decent like hot food or whatever, you know. So because that's like the thing, is that a diner is like, presumably you're going there for like a tuna melt or a Reuben or like a, you know, like a cup of soup with a sandwich on the side, like that. Like that's usually what we get diners, you know. So I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm just like kind of shell shocked that I'm even talking about diners, because like it's so just normal to us, and really, and not even anymore, because like I said, which us work exclusively fast food now, which is truly awful. I mean, I really wish there were a lot of, there are way better local places, but for some reason, like it really has fallen into the divide now, where it's like the local places are expensive. And we're just poor enough that we can only go to them like once a week. So it's like we'll go to a nice place once a week, but sometimes even not, because they, like I've said this before, like, and this is what I'm saying. I feel like it's cheap, like sellout shit. Because even in the podcast or whatever it was, recording my fucking voice for my own pleasure at NGIT, I specifically said that I would never go to. Like the fast food type, like restaurants like Applebee's and like the chain restaurants like that are just sort of like, come on in and get like a fucking potato bacon bomb and like just have like a crazy like wacky do burger because they're now on sale for whatever the fuck it is, you know. Like, I hated restaurants like that. I still kind of do hate restaurants like that, but because they are so like their sales pitch is so fucking hard now, and Rachel loves those fucking places. You know, like, they have the new special by us where if you go to Chili's, it's two people can eat for $20 bucks. So it's like, we go to fucking Wendy's and it's like $15 to eat at Wendy's. So I was like, fuck it, we'll go to, you know, Chili's. I don't give a shit. Hang Especially because, like,
hang on, get Michelle's a calling.
Okay. This is so unprofessional. Going and talking on the phone, leaving me here to entertain people. But I'm not that entertaining. I gotta sit here and just fucking ramble on about things. But their hamburgers are they're not even close to meat, but they're so delicious. Because they're little and they're tiny, and they... I'm a big fan of pickles. I think you should be a big fan of pickles, too. Pickles are pretty good, especially those ones I'm probably gonna go fish out of the refrigerator and go eat for dinner. Yeah, definitely.
What are you yammering about?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Talking sweet nothings on the microphone about pickles.
She was just saying she has a bunch of weddings to make to provide cupcakes for tomorrow. I think three. Ooh. So she has to make 456 cupcakes, which is 38 dozen. And so her and my friend Chris are down there, and they just finished a batch enough that they're going to take a break and going for dinner. So she called me to tell me that. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just keeping you updated.
Yeah.
Keeping you on. Did you tell her that like, I fucking went to Subway and I got the same sandwich I always get, and I'm sitting here drinking, and I was like, you know what I could really do is fucking sit here and talk to Joe and record it and everything.
Well, I mentioned yesterday that I'd be talking to you today, so she knows that this is or going to or has happened, but
she's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so. She's hanging out with Chris. It's all good.
Gotcha. Okay, because I have a feeling like once I stop here, I'm going to go in the other room, and Rachel's going to be like, you've never talked to me for an hour and a half straight. Fuck. I have. I'm pretty sure I have. We get in some pretty interesting conversations sometimes, but usually it's not like a lot of the times I'm not sitting down and like saying, like, I have something to say at you for an hour and a half. I really don't think, if we do this thing for the next year straight, I don't think we're ever going to talk about anything that current.
No.
It's mostly going to be like whatever the fuck we were doing and, you know, whatever else. Like, I mean, like, and like, because I try to make current jokes because to show the people that I watch the news, but
it's more than I
don't
do.
Know. Okay, all right, fine. That I watch the Daily Show every night. Basically,
that is my news, but I don't even watch that every night.
Really?
I get my news from the news. Fucking depresses me.
Me too.
There's nothing I can do about it. If it's going to be bad enough, it's actually going to affect me. I will find out, I'm sure, without watching the news. Someone will tell me. Ryan, the Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover. Someone will let me know. But otherwise, I really don't give a shit. Like, I mean, I feel bad for whatever wars are happening in the world, but there's nothing I can do. It's just making me depressed. I don't have time in my life to be depressed from other people's misery. So I don't watch shit like Intervention anymore.
Ugh. Oh, you count that as new? Like, that's current events?
No,
like...
no, but I don't mean current events. I mean, like, watching someone else's life being crumbled for an hour is not something I want to do anymore because it fucking brings me down. I'm just tired of that shit. Enough negativity.
I'm with you. Yeah. I got enough negativity in my own life. I don't need to fucking... Like, you were talking about... what was that? Obsession or something? Whatever that
Obsessed.
Show was? Obsessed.
The OCD show.
I would never need to watch that show. I mean, my mother is pretty fucking weird with that shit already. So I gotta just, like, go to my parents' house and sit there for a half an hour and watch them. So, you know... Or just look in the mirror for a half an hour and just try not to freak out. That would be enough for me. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's even, like, I don't understand how you, like, I don't understand how you watch that much TV. Like, every time I talk to you, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to, like, watch a show, and you're like, oh, you got to watch Breaking Bad, or you got to watch, you know, like, you got to watch the current season of Rescue Me, and, like,
oh, man,
fucking Nip Talk is awesome, and, you know, like, whatever, and I know it's good. I know I'm with you. I fucking loved watching Rescue Me. I love watching House. I loved watching all those shows. But I just, even though I have absolutely nothing but free time on my hands, for some reason I just don't turn on the TV anymore. Like I don't download TV. I don't rent episodes of TV anymore from Netflix. I seriously have had, like, now I've been renting shit from Netflix, and I'll just have it sitting on the coffee table for 2 weeks, and I'll just say, fuck, I'm just, you know, I'm just wasting money, you know, like, Rachel I have the three DVD plans, and Rachel gets the one, and I get the other two, yeah. And I feel bad, because she could have the two, she could have all three, and I really wouldn't even notice, because most of the, I'm watching a lot of stuff on the Instant Watch, on the Xbox.
Oh, fuck you.
But the thing is, it's so good in the first, like, week, or even, like, the first month of having it, you're like, oh my god, this is so wonderful.
No, I know.
Yeah, but maybe I guess with you it would be a little bit different, because there's always something that you always seem to be into something. That's what I was saying. Like, you always seem to have an idea of, like, okay, I'm renting this, and, like, I never imagined that you would do that, where you'd rent something and you'd have the DVD sit there for a while.
Guess what?
Same thing.
Guess how long I've had my oldest DVD, guess how long I've had it from Zip.ca, which is my Netflix.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
No.
2 months.
I've had it since May 1st.
Okay.
I've had Seven Samurai since May 1st. I've had Heat since May 13th, and I've had The Brood, I don't even know what the fuck that is, since May 25th. I haven't got a new DVD since May.
Wow.
And I feel like I should watch it, because I'm just going to get other DVDs I'm not going to watch, and I totally understand the Just Watch, because we have the movie channels.
Yeah.
So we get recent movie, like, I just taped Death Race. If you pop up on my PVR, there's, like, 20-something movies that we've taped and just not watching.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking, like, it's free, I tape it. It's the same thing with Instant Watch. Like, it's there, but I don't know to watch them.
Instant Watch is so, so much worse. I'm bringing up my Netflix queue, my Instant Watch queue right now. It is basically movies that just are... Sort of like, it's the kind of shit that the studios don't mind people watching.
Oh, okay.
Because they have a deal with Stars, the American Movie Channel, where, yeah, you know Stars. So, you know, like, you can watch Stars movies and everything, but they're on there for about a month, and, like, most of the rips from the Stars stuff are pretty bad. Like, I'd rather download off the internet than fucking watch most of the stuff they have from Stars. But it's a lot of older movies, like CSI Season 9, Leverage Season 2, Fight Quest.
Leverage
Discovery
Season 1,
Channel.
Season 2 only just started.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, so they have Season 1 and Season 2 of Leverage, I guess, because they have some sort of deal with whoever makes that show. Okay. So anyways, let me bring up my Instant Watch queue. There is some shit on my Instant Watch queue I will never watch. I have it on there because I guess I like the fucking cover of the DVD. Because that's the thing about, like, my DVD queue... usually doesn't go over 250 movies, because I think it's really... What?
Mine's 445.
I had it that big for a while,
it's
but
a
then
mistake.
Instant Watch came out and I cut it all down, so...
The problem with, like, as you've seen on Twitter, I keep getting fucking movies that are ranked 100 or something. Because they can just pick from there. If I had a shorter list, I'm sure I'd get more movies from the top of the list.
Well, but the thing is... with Netflix, I only rent movies that are pretty much like they've been out for a fuck long time and nobody wants to see them. Like, on my DVD queue, I've got I have Stander and The Machinist, which are probably two movies that most people have never heard of.
Oh, The Machinist is so good.
Yeah, that's another one that's just sitting on our coffee table, not being fucking watched.
I'll fucking watch that. I saw that in theaters. It's so good.
Okay, I'll watch it. It's on the fucking coffee table. I'll watch it. Eventually, I'll watch it. Repo the Genetic Opera is number one on the list. This film was not yet rated. The Taking of Pelham 123, the original with Walter Matthau.
Yeah.
Frost, Nixon. Louis C.K. stand-up DVD is on there.
Which one? Shameless? I've seen it, or Chewed Up?
Chewed Up. I've seen it already like a couple of times. I just wanted to rent it to show Rachel so she knows who the Bag of Dicks guy is.
That's not that Chewed Up doesn't have Bag of Dicks, though.
Well, no. I specifically wanted to get the one that didn't have that, so I could at least show her something that wasn't that. I don't need to just sit there and be a little like, yeah, see, that's why I say all those things, because that's why because he said it. Nicotina, Punch Drunk Love, Milk, Short Bus. You know, like just fucking movies that nobody really wants to see. And
I tried watching Short Bus. I didn't make it very far.
I saw it the one day on Stars or HBO or something or whatever, and just fucking sat there and watched the whole thing. And I'm renting it now to show to Greg and a couple different people because it was a really odd movie. So the Netflix queue, the Instant Watch queue, Dogfights Season 1. This is what I'm saying. Like, it literally is just shit that, like, it'll come up and it'll be like, you might like this show. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. Why not? Fucking add it to the queue. I lose nothing by putting it on there. The Last Temptation of Christ. JCVD.
That's supposed to be really
Mega Man. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. The Man from Earth. The Big Hit. 2 Days in Paris. Stir Crazy. Risky Business. Like, these are just Slapshot. Like, actually, I shouldn't. I actually did watch Slapshot last weekend or the weekend before. Bonnie and Clyde, The People versus Larry Flint. Like, just fucking Ben Hur, Small Town Gay Bar, Cool Hand Luke, Casablanca. Just like movies that I have heard of and I'm interested in, but I will never, ever, ever fucking watch. Like, if I had all the time in the world, I'd probably, because I really do, I would probably do everything but watch these movies. Just because I know these movies are awesome, and I know that I want to see them, I just don't, I don't know what it is. Like, it's just the fucking glut of shit that I have to watch. Like, there's stuff on here that I know could be the greatest thing I've ever seen, but I just would never fucking watch it because I just have too much shit. You know, it's just too much stuff on here, you know. I mean, because I would say of my Instant Watch queue, because Netflix actually adjusts their rating system for you. Like, it'll give you, like, for example, like Operation Condor with Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Like, they'll say, like, their member average is, like, I don't know, 3.5 stars. For me, it's, like, 4 stars because I like Jackie Chan movies.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, single one of these movies that are on here are 4 stars and above out of a 5-star scale. So I know that even like fucking Milo and Otis is on here, you know? I have everything on here.
Like everything else, you're not caught up on Weeds either, are you?
No. I haven't seen Weeds since season 3.
There's some Mexican enforcer that loves Milo and Otis in this season of Weeds.
See?
Let's go kill the guy, and then we watch Milo and Otis.
That's the kind of reference I could appreciate a reference like that, but yet I would never. I'm probably never going to catch up on Weeds, especially because if I was going to catch up on Weeds, I would have done it already. Because Rachel has been hounding me for the last like 6 months to catch up on Weeds because she wants to watch it, but she doesn't want to watch ones that I haven't seen yet. So she wants me to catch up to wherever I need to be, and I just can't. Like I said, I just don't. I don't know. I mean, like this last like 6 month span has been catching up on video games pretty much because I pretty much didn't do anything with video games for all of Montclair when I was at school. Mm-hmm. And then finally in the last semester of being at school, I just fucking said, all right, I'm done with this shit. I was taking, you know, minimal credits just so I could finish and get the fuck out. So I said, I bought the Xbox 360, been on that thing. And as you can probably tell every time you see me on 360, I just fucking play that thing. I play way, way too many fucking video games. That's the thing. I've been trying to catch up and enjoying all the fucking shit I've missed.
I don't actually know what you play on Xbox 360 because every time I'm on the 360, I'm watching some TV I've downloaded and is on the other computer. Gotcha. I don't know the last time I've played it. The last time I played a game on the 360, it must have been a couple months ago, and I was playing Puzzle Quest Galactrix. The sequel, though, not Puzzle Quest Galactrix, the space one, which is pretty cool. But
I hated it. But
you did?
I don't like the. I'm more of a grid kind of dude. I didn't like the fucking weird thing that they had going. Not a big fan. I downloaded the demo. I tried it. Not really my thing. So, I mean, I'm not really too big on those kinds of games. Yeah. You know, like I downloaded Peggle for Rachel and my mother, and like they fucking love Peggle. And I mean, even like Timmy came over and he was fucking rocking Peggle for a couple hours. Like everybody loves Peggle. Like I said, 1 versus 100, they were really big into. But anything like Xbox Arcade, I'm not really crazy about. Pretty much the only hit on Arcade has been two hits: Castle Crashers and Battlefield 1943. So those have been the two big things for us, and that's me really, I guess. Yeah. Rachel loves Castle Crashers too, but
I haven't bought that. I should get that.
Castle Crashers?
Yeah.
Give it, yo. We'll fucking. I'll play that whole game all over again. Yeah. She will too.
I have it. What's it called? I have Peggle for the iPhone, and every time since I've got it, pretty much whenever Michelle's bored, she'll steal my iPhone and play Peggle.
Whatever happened to what the hell? Price is Right.
Oh, she put that for a bit. She put that for a bit. She's now Peggle's taken over completely. Still there. Yeah. It's still there between Peggle and Sol Free, but
what?
I have some free solitaire game.
Oh, gotcha.
It's on the row with solitaire, geocaching, and some brain tuner math game.
Okay.
I love my iPhone. I do.
Yeah, see.
It took me so long. You know how long I've wanted a fucking iPhone.
I know, because you love all that shit. I don't know. I mean,
no, I understand, but it took me years.
I don't understand it. I mean, I understand the concept of having something that you can have the internet and all that kind of shit, and it's wonderful. And as a geek, I like that shit, but I don't think I would ever own one. Yet again, another thing that's probably gonna bite me in the ass of saying, but I just not really a big person to ask about that kind of shit. Like I did
something creepy with it.
What's that?
I did during Just for Laughs, the comedy festival. We went to see Aziz Ansari.
Yes.
The guy from Parks and Recreation and Human Giant and stuff.
Yes. Who is now going to be Randy.
Yeah, Randy. And he did a bit of Randy during his set, including this is my impression of Randy getting his dick sucked at bar mitzvah. Oh, look at that. Whoa!
Yikes.
And so we came out, and Jimmy Carr was outside. You know who Jimmy Carr is, right?
Oh yeah. Totally. I saw all your Twitter updates about him. Like he's fucking everywhere. Like he's here. He's doing like on stage with fucking Big Bird. Like
he opened for Louis C.K., which was awesome. And no, what happened was we came out of Event Season. Sorry, saw him. At which point he started walking on the street. So we went up to the iPhone, looked to see if Jimmy Carr was on Twitter, added him on Twitter, tweeted to Jimmy Carr, saying I'm following you down St. Catherine Street. At which point, which we actually were doing. But we wasn't really following so much as looking where he is while going back to the car.
Now, wait a second. What was the exact message? Now I gotta go find the exact message. Was it like, I'm following you down the street?
It was literally just, I'm following you down St. Catherine Street. Because I figure if anyone can take it as not a creepy person, it'd be Jimmy Carr.
I don't know about that.
We get to a corner, and he hops into a cab, at which point I say, damn, you got away, smiley face. And then shortly after, he starts tweeting from Montreal. Let's see what he said. He sent 3 tweets shortly there, like right after he got in the cab.
What day was this?
Let me see. Hang on. Wednesday, the 22nd, I think.
Jesus. I there's no way I could get back that far on
oh,
everything
oh.
is I'm still on the 28th and I've been just scrolling down every fucking thing. You tweet so fucking much. There's no way I could ever get to the 22nd.
Here we go. He didn't say reply. He never replied, of course, cuz he's Jimmy Carr. But after I tweeted those 2 things, Montreal people are pretty cool. Great audience for the gala show even though Cleese couldn't make it. Louis Black hosted, did a great job. And then just saw Aziz. He was actually at Aziz's show. Really funny. He has a treat. He performed for 10 minutes as Randy, his character from the new movie Funny People. My parents saw him too. They were at the John Cleese Gala. that he was at, cool. Although John Cleese wasn't there. They got free tickets to his other show where Bobcat Goldthwait was there also. Yes, that Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yes. Sorry, had... I'm scrolling through. Finally, I got there. I'm following you down, St. Catherine. Damn, you got away. No punctuation, no like ha ha ha, no smiley face.
No,
just
no.
Cold, stone cold fucking rapist stalker fucking tweets. But
this is Jimmy Carr. He'll joke about rape. He jokes about raping people. He jokes about literally everything. I figure if anyone could handle it, it'd be him. And then even then, I'm like, what should I do? Whatever, fuck it. I'm sorry. The thing is, I would have said the same thing to him in person. Like, I would have yelled, "Jimmy Carr, I'm following you." But I thought it was more funny over Twitter. Like, I won't say anything on Twitter. I won't say to someone in person. But in person, he would have got the body language and tone and all that stuff. That clearly, I'm not a rapist.
I don't know about that, but I'm fucking.
I don't
say
I'm a rapist. I might like occasionally like,
rape enthusiast. Maybe
I'm not an alcoholic either. Like I drink, I'm alcoholic. I might rape occasionally, but I'm not a rapist. You know how it is. It's degrees.
Rapist is somebody who gets caught. Really, I mean.
Yeah, I think you have to rape consistently, and rarely get it like without coercion. You know, like it's.
I would like it on the record that we are complete fucking opposites when it comes to the internet. Because no, seriously, and this was actually speaking from a while ago about Reddit. I made a comment on Reddit just yesterday talking about how everyone always says like, "Oh yeah, I fucking hate the internet because it's just a bunch of nameless, faceless fucking people saying like, haha, you suck cocks, you know, whatever." But I am way, way nicer on the internet than I ever have been to anybody in person. Like I'm kind of a dick in person because I generally don't like people and I'm kind of shy and I'm not really into talking to people. And like if obviously you've met me in person, you know, like you know that I'll talk to people and I'm involved with like I'm nice to waitresses and shit like that, whatever. But I'm shit at parties. You know, like I hate talking to people that I don't know already. You know, whereas on the internet, I'll talk to fucking anybody and I'll treat them just like they're my friends because why not? Who's to say they're not my friends? I don't know. I don't really know.
Yeah, but there's three people like friends like you do, and then there's fucking like the end of Jane Silent Bob Strike Back, where it's random people from the message board saying, "Oh, I wish you'd suck a bag of dicks," blah blah blah. Which you would
yeah,
never,
I
you
know,
would,
I know.
That's what I mean. Like the internet is good. I understand that, but it's that overly negative stuff that you would not. You met the like we met on the internet. We never knew each other beforehand, and ultimately we met in person and it was fine. And there's nothing, I don't think there's anything you said to me on anything that you wouldn't say to me in person.
Yeah, well, no, I agree. I think it's different with friends, but I'm saying that in person, I could totally just be a dick to somebody and not even notice it, really. I mean, I try to be nice, I try to be decent to people, but fuck it. I mean, sometimes I'm just an asshole. But on the internet, there have been times where I will go back, I mean, obviously post Twisted Monkey, now that I've seen the error of my ways. Especially because I really thought about it and I was like, I really don't understand why it was so important when I was a teenager to be the one that was right or the one that was like, I know the most about Batman the Animated Series and like, fuck you. You know, like, there's no reason for that. I don't understand it. So now I just totally, even when people are like that, where like, you can go suck a bag of dicks, I hope somebody rams a fucking douche down your throat, you know, shit like that. I'm like, okay, have a nice day. I don't really, like, I don't care. Yeah. You know, I tried to explain it to Rachel, and it's sort of like a prank call. You know, like, would you get really – I don't get worked up. If somebody calls me and says, like, hey, is your fucking refrigerator running? Ha ha, go catch it. I'm not going to be like, oh, man, like, there goes my fucking day. Somebody called me and, like, shat all over me. Like, no, so what? Who fucking cares? You know, like, I when people call me and they don't get the number right or if they're – particularly prank calling me or even people in person that are like, fuck you. I've been trying to just say, okay, whatever. That's their deal. Whatever. And like in person, I'd say, fuck you back to the person. But on the internet, I'd say, hey, have a nice day. Hopefully you'll feel better about whatever it is you're pissed off about.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I really have tried to change that kind of shit. And I really think that I would have been the dude being like, Jimmy Carr over here. I'm your biggest fan. I'm going to drop my pants. Woo. You know, whereas, you know, I would never fucking, like, that's even, I got so fucking nervous. I was like cheering until my fucking, I was like sore throat, just like fucking couldn't, like was raspy, couldn't say anything after. I remember actually, I was screaming and yelling at when Kevin Smith went to do Carnegie Hall. screaming and yelling. Didn't really sleep well last night. That night, came home. Rachel was sick, and I like just couldn't. I couldn't even tell that I picked up her cold because I was all fucking like just dead from going to the thing at the Carnegie Hall from screaming and yelling and whatever else. And I remember just sitting there the next day, and I must have edited a tweet to Kevin Smith telling him that he did a good job. Like, I must have edited it at least 10 times. Like, oh, yeah, and fucking, yo, and, oh, hey, and, oh, God, oh, you know. But in person, I have no problem. I was like, yeah, fucking woo, yeah, go Kevin Smith. So, you've seen videos of me. I have no problem making an ass out of myself in real life. Because in real life, nobody's sitting there recording. Well, I mean, most of the time, nobody's sitting there recording shit. Most of my life is not on video. Most of my life is not, hopefully, you know, not being cataloged for something down the road. Whereas this shit really is, and it makes me so fucking nervous. Because I really am afraid that someone's going to think I'm a complete fucking asshole because of the one-off thing I said about something, you know, like,
yeah, but you can't,
I don't like chilies or...
or that I'm not a rapist, I've only raped a couple of people.
Yeah, you can't...
I mean, clearly I'm not a rapist, I've never raped anyone.
Clearly.
I'm assuming...
They've all wanted it.
If anyone were to ever listen to this, they would either understand I'm joking or just fucking yell at me once then never listen to it again, like...
Well, and they saw how she was dressed. She was fucking...
Of course, she was asking for it. Yeah. And there's definitely people that can't make a joke about rape, and I totally understand that. It's not for everyone. If someone's been raped, I would not make a rape joke around them. Ever.
But that's... I don't understand that shit. As somebody who's been through tough times of their own, like, that's why I think that's finally why the internet just stopped bothering me, and I stopped being so fucking uptight about that kind of shit, and stopped being so dramatic about it, because the internet is the perfect place to laugh at yourself, because you are you're shit just like everybody else. Everybody has a blog, everybody has a website, everybody's now on Twitter, everybody's like, it's everybody having these wonderful, great ideas. It's like the antithesis of everything I've been taught in America growing up, like you're special and you have something to say and you should be heard and shit like that. Like, no, fucking everybody has the same stupid thoughts everybody else does. You know, like everybody's sitting there and like saying like, oh, where is Iraq on a map? I don't know, even though we're in this big, obviously, hopefully not everyone is, but there's a lot of people out there generally
for sure.
I will never forget the fucking time when Matt drove me, he went with me to UberCon or something along those lines, like one of the conventions we had in Jersey, really small, was trying to be a big thing, wasn't, you know, and I thought it'd be so fucking great if I went there and I had the name tag that said Castle on it, because I was like, yeah, because people will recognize me from the internet, and he's like, you sure? Because that's kind of fucking delusional. No, and I was like, no, I know people on the internet. Like, I know people. I talk to people all the time on the internet. Like, the internet and me were like this. And then, obviously, it didn't. Like, nobody fucking recognized me. And, like, I just kind of, like, shrugged it off. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Who the fuck cares? But then, you know, like, years later, now I think about that and I go, Jesus fucking Christ. What the hell was I? Like, that was when I wasn't even doing drugs and drinking. Like, that, I was totally sober. Thinking that, like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm gonna be internet superstar. Like, no, I am just the same as anybody else. I have the same stupid ideas. I have the same stupid wants and dreams. You know, and whatever, it's no big deal.
All right.
Yeah.
I think this is enough for now.
Yeah. All right.
Take care.
I got some nasty pickles with my name on them.
All right, I'm gonna have some more beer.
Okay. Good night.
Take care.